You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and as part of our check-in with our community's youth and young adults, today we're speaking with Max Wheat. He is a graduating senior from Yakuske Dakahiti. I have Max on the line right now. Max, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, for sure, man.
It's good to have you here. Let's see. Tell us a little bit about yourself, would you?
Let's see. I mean, the only thing I can think of right now is I'm graduating, you know what I mean? You know, I've been telling my friends I'm not all excited about it, but I stayed up till like 3 in the morning last night just thinking about it. I'm happy. I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, congratulations on graduating from high school. Let's see what I know about you. Is you like basketball, you like playing video games, you really like hanging out with your friends, and I thought I might do something a little bit different to start this interview. I have a quote here, a testimonial from one of your teachers, Devin Tatro. Would Devin have been your social studies teacher, maybe?
Yes.
All right. So here's what Devin has to say about you. Max's kind heart and good spirit filled the halls of Yakuske Dakahiti High School this year. He was always an engaging member of the classroom, encouraging students who didn't want to participate to also engage through friendly teasing or some good-hearted fun. It was impossible to have a dull moment in class when Max was part of things. He always kept things moving with questions, jokes, or comments related to the class material. Max became a public figure this year when he represented YDHS at school board, super site council, and city assembly meetings. Yes, writes Devin, that is a lot of different meetings. Max also represented Southeast Youth on the Alaska Coalition of Housing and Homelessness. Not only did he let the voices of students be heard, he also carefully listened, asked questions, and actively participated in these meetings and task forces. Max put a memorable face to the student population at our high school and gained incredible momentum for our school. Does that sound all about right to you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it sounds like you were really active.
I was never really part of any of those meetings. My first, like, 3-4 years of high school, and then I went to Yakuske, and I was like, hey, man, I'm going to try something different. And, you know, I did what I did.
All right, so you definitely got involved. Thinking of those meetings, school board, super site council, city assembly, which one of those are you most proud of attending, or which was the most interesting to you?
I like the school board, because every time I walked in, man, they're like, what's up, Max? You know what I mean? It seemed like everyone knew me, so I was like, oh, dang, this is cool.
When you went to those school board meetings, what was something that you communicated to the board?
It was just like what the school had been doing and what I had been doing. You know, I thought in a pinch of what I've been doing. You know, I'd be telling them, I got perfect attendance. I got good grades. Yeah, I got flexed on them a little bit.
Speaking of perfect attendance and good grades, I understand you started out at JDHS Yada Akashle, and then you went to Yakuske Dakahiti. What was it about Dakahiti, Yakuske Dakahiti, that resonated with you or worked for you?
Just the relationships with all the teachers, man. You know, you get to meet them on a personal level. You know, hang out after school, and you know, seems like you always get the real person of them. It's not like they're a teacher this time and then there's someone else after that time. And I, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate people being real with me and giving me them.
All right. Beyond these meetings that you went to and being, you know, a participant in our community, what were some of the subjects or what were some of the classes that you liked most at the high school?
Oh, the science class with Jasper. 100%. You ask anyone there, there's no way they don't see Jasper's class.
Tell us about Jasper. Who is Jasper?
Jasper, man. Everyone loves Jasper. He's probably one of the most real teachers, man. I don't even know how to explain it, man. He's a great guy. You know, I'm about to see him in a few hours. It's going to be good, man.
Yeah.
He's a great man. That's a man.
So you're about to graduate officially today, Friday. By the time this interview plays, you will have already graduated. Describe what you expect. What's it going to be like for you today when you graduate? What is it going to look like?
I can't even tell you. It could be nice and chill. I could be crying. I could be nonstop smiling. You know, who knows? I'll just find out, I guess.
Okay. Let's look to the future here a little bit. I think you told me that you're thinking about going to UAS. You said science classes with Jasper were awesome. What are you going to study at UAS?
Accounting.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about accounting that appeals to you?
You know, I don't know. I just saw it and I was like, I like numbers. And I actually, at JD, I had taken a math class and it was all about like home loans and car loans and taxes. And I was like, dang, this is kind of cool. I like it.
Okay. All right. Basketball. Tell me about what it is. I can tell from your voice that you love basketball. What is it about that sport that appeals to you?
What really turned me on is my brother. He's 10 years older than me, and so when I was younger, he used to, you know, beat on me on the court. So that kind of brought my competitiveness out from him. And you know, when you step on the court, you're not always the best player, and it's just like this. I don't know. Just being competitive, and I just love being competitive. Dude, in basketball, there's always someone better than you. So when you step on the court, you're like, all right, he's the guy I want to guard. He's mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what position do you play?
Any of them, man. As long as I get to guard someone, I like it.
Got it. So it sounds like you really like defense.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You ask any of my friends that, they know that.
Oh, this is sure fun talking to you. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Max Wheat. He's graduating today from Yakuske Dakahiti here in Juneau, Alaska. Congratulations go to Max. Max, I have a question. You know, thinking about life during this pandemic, you know, things got really weird for all of us. Let's go before the pandemic, though, first. What are some challenges you saw facing teens, people your age these days?
You know, what I started hearing a lot was like mental health. That was like the big thing. That was the only thing I could really think of. It's just like, especially at Coos, because we don't have like, what is it called? Like counselors. Like, we have counselors, but they're always busy. So it's kind of hard to find time to get kids help because we have very limited people there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Coos, that was definitely the number one thing I heard. So when I went to all these meetings, I always, you know, had to put that out there. You know, our students need help and they don't know what to do kind of thing. You know what I mean?
And when you say mental health, do you think of things like depression?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then going into the pandemic and being socially isolated, I can only imagine that those challenges got even more difficult.
Yeah, that's what I would think. And, you know, and then when the pandemic hit, I think kids were just bored. They were bored out of their minds. That's what I heard from all my friends. You know, people I don't even talk to were like, yo, dog, I'm bored.
Got it. Now that things are starting to open back up, we're starting to slowly get the okay to socialize again with restrictions, of course. But what are some things you're most excited to do going into this summer?
Maybe not be afraid to give someone a hug.
That is a great answer.
Yeah, you see a friend, give him a hug. You see your uncle you haven't seen forever, give him a hug. You know what I mean? It's just going to be good.
I like it. I'm looking forward to giving people hugs too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Max Wheat, it's been really fun speaking with you today. It sounds like you're going to UAS next year. You're going to be studying accounting, probably continue to play basketball here in the community. Yep. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners before I let you go?
Hey, come see me at the court.
Where can we watch you play basketball?
I mean, I'm always up at DZ with a bunch of friends. We always go up there at 4 p.m.
All right. 4 p.m. at DZ, watch Max Wheat play basketball, play defense, and eventually give friends and family members hugs.
Yep.
So let's see. I think you asked me to play Mac Miller's 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you choose this song?
My brother actually showed it to me, the one I told you about, the competitive side of me. And when he played it, I was just like, man, this is a chill song. You know what I mean? You just bump to it.
All right. Well, we're going to go out with that. Max Wheat, again, a pleasure speaking with you. Congratulations. And we'll see you around.
So.
Well, I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays, all I do is shine, take a breath and ease my mind. She don't cry no more. Tell me that I get her high, cause the angel's supposed to fly. I ain't asking why no more. Oh no, I take it if it's mine, I don't stay inside the lines. It ain't 2009 no more. Yeah, I know what's behind that door. Yeah, okay, you gotta jump in to swim. Well, the light was dim and this light was sin.